Jai Jai Radha Madhava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. प्रेमानंदे नाम सिद्धम मनुमति सचेतोत्तम स्वरूपम अज्ञान निरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायके कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विते नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदाजय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं First of all, my less and less of Dandvat Pranam and the lowest feet of mine, Paramaradhyatam Sila Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Pragyan, Kesha Goswami Maharaj. And same, less and less of Dandvat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pada Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I am very happy to see so many devotees here. I have come from Vrindavan of Navadvip of India, where sweet pastimes of Krishna took place. To give the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami, so that our life should be successful. When Parikshit Maharaj was caught that in 7 days a poisonous snake will bite you and you will die, then he left his all kingdom, son, daughter, wife, everything, and he came to bank of Ganges. He left his food, everything, and began to meditate on Lord Krishna. At that time, from whole world, realized Muni and Rishi, at once without any calling, without any call, at once they knew and they at once came. At that time, there was no telephone, anything, computer, anything. But they knew everything. And like mind, at once they came there. Then Parikshit Maharaj told, I'm very, very lucky this cost is not really cost. I know that, oh, here, thousands of rishis and munis, realized souls are here. Only by darshan, a man can be, but, and he will be saved from this, and Krishna prema he achieved. So, to you all, there is a question, that a man who is dying at once, this moment, what he should do? And the person who must die after 2 days, after 1 year, after 100 years, or more than that, but he must die, what should he do? In the meantime, a boy naked at the age of 16, some white, blackish color, naked, he came there. Ladies thought that, oh, this man is mad. Began to dust. And children began to throw some pebbles. But when he came nearer, happened Parikshit Maharaj, Vyas, Narad, and so many high class of associates of Krishna. They came and took him and they told that you should sit on Vyas Gaddi. Then the ladies and children fly away, run away. And same question he did to Sukadeva Goswami. This accident is told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Karmani arohmana nam sukhattai sukhaya cha pashe paas viparyasam mithuni chari nam vina. The meaning is that we all want happiness, pure happiness. We don't want any suffering, any problem. Though we see in World Council, Sanjukta Rashtra, where you know, from all countries, intellectual giants coming there, they want to solve all these problems, but they cannot do anything. Whole scientists, doctors and all, they cannot solve this. Though in this age, big, big scientists have discovered, oh, airplane, oh, running like mice. They have discovered computer, and we can see from here what American president is telling with his form and testing cricket World Cup from here, as if we are seeing it directly here. Not only medical science is so much now advanced that if your brain has been defective, a brain of animal, they can put here. If your heart is a problem, any animal heart they can put here. Not only in kitchen room, so much advanced. You should on this switch on or dining table. Again switch, oh, so many various kinds of delicious food, oh, sweet and other things will come. Miracle. In this way, the whole world has, oh, but has come in a grip of a man. World has become very, very small. In a day, we can, oh, travel whole world. But one thing, that science and these doctors and all, they cannot solve. Then why still so many rogues are coming? New problems. World war coming. Atom bomb and neutralism bomb are given in Hiroshima. In Hiroshima. So much men destroyed now. Why? They cannot control. Can they shake up old age? You should know that even whole world scientists and doctors cannot shake a moment coming this old age. And one day you will have to give up this body. They could not solve. Why? Because they don't know mind what to tell Atma. This body, we are thinking that this body is myself. In this body, Atma Buddhi, that I am, and all are of my body. My wife, my children, my wealth, the reputation, everything. And they think it's real, but it is not real. This body is a bag of urine, bag of stone, blood, and so many things. If you will take this skin, what is there? Only this. But in this body, mortal body, we are there. We are not this body, but soul. And there is also a super soul, that is Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna is one without second. Well, you can tell him God, you can tell him Khuda, Bhagavan, Ishwar, Paramatma, Krishna, no harm, but he is there.
Your call is disconnected. You may dial the number again. Your account balance is $280.22.
Yaro bhoo
ధర్మాధ్యనాభృతం ఆనుకుల్యేన కృష్ణానుశీలనం భక్తి ఉత్తమం. In brief, you should hear the sentence and try to follow all these things. Then your life will be successful and you will be satisfied as well.
ఓం అజ్ఞానసిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానం జనశలాకయ చక్షూరుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. First of all, I'm offering my dandavat pranams, my shraddha pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev Nitya Lila Prabhushta Om Vishnu Pad Shri Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And I'm secondly offering my equal dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Gurudev, instructing spiritual master, His Divine Grace Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Shri Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, We are so fortunate to be here in His Divine Presence this evening. And also to my other Siksha Guru, Srila Nitya Lila Pravishta, Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, friends and guests. Srila Gurudev has instructed me to explain this Sanskrit verse that he just quoted, which is describing, is actually giving the definition of what is called bhakti. Srila Gurudev explained that God is love, and love is God. So, how can we, the soul, the individual, tiny, tiny spirit soul that Srila Gurudev explained to us just now, we are not this body, we are the conscious, eternal soul within the body. And he explained also that there is another supreme conscious being also inhabiting this body with us, and he is called the Paramatma, or the Super Soul, and that is the Supreme Lord, who is the supreme controller of everything in this universe, everything in the creation. So what is the link? What is the process of making connection between our soul and that eternal Supreme Lord, who we actually have an eternal relationship with, but we have now forgotten that in this material condition of life? We are conditioned souls, and we have forgotten our eternal identity and relationship with that Supreme Lord. So how can we reconnect with Him? In all the Vedic literatures, there are various processes described for self-realization, how to realize the soul, how to realize the Supreme Soul. But of all of them, and especially recommended in the most authoritative literature called Bhagavad Gita, spoken 5,000 years ago by the Supreme Lord Krishna, there he explained that the supreme and most perfect process for realizing God is called Bhakti Yoga. Connecting our soul to the Supreme Soul by what is called bhakti, pure devotional love. So how do we know what actually constitutes this pure devotional loving process toward the Supreme Lord? Therefore, this definition is given to get an exact understanding. And this shloka, this verse, is telling, Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam Anapulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Here at the end of the verse it is telling Bhaktir Uttama. This is called Uttam Bhakti, or pure devotion, pure love. So the definition is described there, that there must be no other desires, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. When one is offering this pure devotional service, there must be no other ulterior motivations. Here it is specifying jnana karmadi anavritam. Anavritam means uncovered. If we have another motivation, to serve the Supreme Lord, but we want to gratify our own senses. We want material pleasure and enjoyment within this world, and we are only serving for that purpose, to get this from God, then it is not bhakti. It is not pure devotion and love. It is only a business transaction. Please give me this, I want this, I want this. Most persons within this material world, they are approaching God with such ulterior motivations, not actually to render pure, loving service for His satisfaction. So, bhakti, devotion, must be devoid of this tendency to seek out one's own selfish gratification. And also, if someone is seeking after what is called moksha, liberation from this material existence, and they want to merge their existence within the Supreme Lord's existence, this is another type of ulterior motive. This is impure, and it will actually cover bhakti, so that bhakti will not be pure. Only by pure bhakti can the Supreme Lord be actually realized. Krishna himself tells this in Bhagavad Gita. He states there very clearly, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatpataha. Only by pure bhakti can I be understood as I am in truth, in tatvata. So to have perfect realization of God, this is the prerequisite. There cannot be any other ulterior motives mixed in with one's attempt to approach God. And the main core meaning of this verse, it says there, anakulyena krishna anushilanam. This means, anushilanam means a constant cultivation and practice. This bhakti will be performed by our mind, by our body, by our senses, by our words, by even our emotions. And it will be constantly performed, no interruption. That means 24 hours daily, we will be rendering this pure, devotional, loving service to the Supreme Lord for his happiness, for His pleasure. Anakulyena Krishna Anushilanam, to serve Krishna with a positive mood that He will be happy. This is called Shuddha Bhakti or pure bhakti. Otherwise, it is only mixed bhakti, and we will not be able to get the desired result. So Srila Gurudev is very kindly explaining to us that eternal process of pure devotion, through performing which all of us within this material world can eventually realize our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, and we can ultimately, at the time of death, we can be transferred. Our eternal soul can be transferred there to the eternal kingdom of God that is called the divine abode of Sri Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
If bhakti in her last fraction, it is called Shraddha. What is Shraddha? You should know. English word Shraddha?
Faith.
In Sanskrit, Shraddha. The tendency, the desire to serve Krishna, this is actually Shraddha. Only Guru or Krishna can give the seed of bhakti. Shraddha is seed of bhakti. Only realized or associates of Krishna, they can give this seed of bhakti, that is called Shraddha. To desire, the desire to serve Krishna. Its outer symptom is, she has so much strong faith in Guru world, strong faith in scriptures, and strong faith in Vaishnava world. Then he can be like Haridas Thakur or Prahlad Maharaj. Like Prahlad Maharaj, his father was getting so much trouble, even he wanted to kill him, but Prahlad Maharaj, doing nothing, always respecting his father. In this way, Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets with hunters. But yet he was thinking that, oh Krishna, you should save this ignorant person who was fighting me, beating me. In this way, Sanshabdha comes, then he becomes full surrender. And without full surrender, surrender means, oh, Krishna is always saving us. Then he will not fear, like Prahlad Maharaj. He will never fear. Dukhesu anusvidhinamana, sukhesu bigat sriha, vitaragathaya krodha sthiti bhari mucchyate. Those who does not, influenced by any kind of suffering, and that who don't want any happiness, giving up all attachment to worldly, anger, lust and everything, detached from worldly things, oh, really he is Muni, and then he can do real bhakti. If mosquitoes are biting and he gives up bhajan and begins to teach him, how he can do bhajan? He should be tolerant. He should tolerate everything. Then he can do bhakti. Thinking that this world is like a tree, after that, it will go away. Our relation, relative, everything, after that, what will be there? They cannot go with you. Your world, even if farting will not go with you, you should understand. And then, with a strong faith, Shraddha, you should begin bhajan. That he told Annapilasita. Then, gradually, anat will go away. After that, nishtha will come, ruchi will come, asakti will come, and then shuddha sattva will come. After that, prema will come. By prema, you will give up this body forever. Never you cannot come in this world. Always, with transcendental thought, you can serve Krishna there. Because you were a Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. We are all not like this. I'm not sannyasi. They are not brahmachari. They are not, you are not grihastha. All are servant and late servant of Krishna. But we have forgotten. And that is why Maya has thrown us in this world. And now we are thinking that I am this body, and that is why we are attached to body, and we are coming and going in the rotation of birth and death. So to stop this, you will have to practice bhakti like Prahlad Maharaj. You know, that there was a demon king, his name was Hiranyakashipu. He wanted to be immortal. So in his young age, he went to the forest and fought. Thousands of years, standing on his toes, like this, and picked up, gave up his eat and drinking, even taking air without air, began to do very hard austerity. After that, Brahma, creator of this world, he came and told, oh, you should have any bone you like. He told that, I want to be immortal. Oh, you cannot be mortal. I cannot be. You can ask any other bone. Then he told, I should not die in day or night. And Brahma told, all right. Then he told, I should not die in any month. All right. I should not die in sky or earth or patal. Oh, all right. I should not be killed by any animal or any weapon or to whom you have created men or anything, anyone cannot kill me. Oh, all right. Then he came, thought that I become immortal. And Brahma disappeared. Then he returned back. But when he was going to, he was gone to austerity, 5,000 or how much, his wife, Sayadhu, was pregnant. Indra wanted to kill her because in his own there was a boy. And when he took Kayadu and taking in the heaven, in the meantime, Narada-rishi came and told, oh, why you are taking away this lady? Oh, Indra told that in the om, the son of Hiranyakashipu is there. I want that I should kill. That is why I'm told. You cannot kill. He is a Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. Please give up and go away. Hearing this, Indra did parikrama of that lady for that war and gave up. And Narada-rishi took him in his ashram and began to teach, began to tell all tattva, everything, Bhagavat and everything, Gita and all things. All tattva, jiva-tattva, maya-tattva, bhakti-tattva, prema-tattva, Krishna-tattva, Radha-tattva, everything. He told for so many thousands of years. Sayadhu, she forgets. She could not understand all these things. But the boy in the womb, oh, he learnt everything. So from beginning of his life, he was very religious and had a strong faith in Supreme Lord. Then Hiranyakashipu returned back, son came out from home, and when he became 5 years age, then he was sent to school of Sandamarka. After some days, 1 year, a half year, when Prahlad Maharaj came, then Hiranyakashipu's wife decorated this boy and gave him the lap of his father, and father Hiranyakashipu spoke that, can you tell that you have understanding from your Guru. And then he told, Tattadu manne asurja padjadehinam sadau dignadhiyan asatabhyat hitvatma patam grihamandakopam.
ज्ञानतिमिदान्धस्तज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. श्रील गुरुदेव ऑर्डर मी टू स्पीक अबाउट प्रह्लाद महाराज. व्हेन हिरण्यकशिपु आस्क्ड हिम, ओ माय डियर सन, व्हिच यू हैव लर्न्ड इन गुरुकुल, प्लीज टेल मी. व्हाट प्रह्लाद महाराज रिप्लाइड, तत् साधु मन्ने असुरवर्ज्य देहिनां सदा समुद्विग्न धियाम सतग्रहात् चित्त्वात्मपातं गृहमन्दकूपं वनं गतो यथरिमाश्रयेत्. हिज एड्रेसिंग हिज फादर. हि इज नॉट टेलिंग ओ माय डियर फादर और रेस्पेक्टेड फादर. व्हाट इज टेलिंग? असुरवर्ज्य देहिनां, यू आर द बेस्ट डीमन अमंग ऑल डीमन्स. हिरण्यकशिपु सेज, ओ माय सन इज रेस्पेक्टिंग मी सो मच, बट इट इज नॉट रेस्पेक्ट एट ऑल. We address someone, oh, you are donkey, you are demon. It's not respectable word for anyone. But Hiranyakasipu, he so much absorbed in his body and bodily conception, he thought, oh, this is good respect for me. Asuravarja Dehinam, sada samudvigna dhiyama satagrahat. In this world, who are not doing bhajan, they're always in anxiety. Why? They are taking asad. Asad means only Krishna, Krishna Bhakti and his devotee are such. These are true. Other than these, all are false in this world and illusion. Hishwadva patam brihamanda kupam. You have to give up this world, your house, for the cause of your death. And have to go in forest and do bhajan. Then your life will be successful. This is the best thing I have learned in my school. Our Guru Vargas, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and others, they gave one analogy. What is that? They give one small story about this shloka. Once upon a time, one king went for hunting with his soldiers. Somehow or other, he perceived on his wild boar and he detached from his soldiers. Where is my soldier? When he coming back all alone, one tiger was roaring very ferociously. He saw a tiger is coming very close to me. Oh my goodness, what to do? Those soldiers are here. What can I do? How I can save my life? Then he saw, close to him, there is a well. He said, okay, I can jump in that well and I can save my life. So there is small tree, he jumped hanging the two twigs of the tree and he was going down. Oh, tiger will not come down. After some time, I'll get out from here and go and search my soldiers and minister. But tiger just smelled a human being. Tiger came on the next to the oil and groaning so much. He thought, better I can go down. He is going more down, he saw some snake are hissing. Oh my goodness, if I go down, then snake will bite me. If I come up, then tiger will follow me. What to do? If you want or not, how long you can hang on the twig, branches of that tree, your hand will, your arm will be painful. Then you bound to go down. And moreover, he noticed the two rats come from a hole from a well and they start cutting the both branches. One is quite white and the other is very dark black. What does it mean? The tree for our lifespan, or Paramayu Vishwam is lifespan. And the tree, the two rats, black denotes night, and the white denotes day. One day, one night, by this day, one week, one fortnight, one month, one year, by this day, we are spending our life. If somebody else, how aged you are? Oh, I'm 70 years. That means your 70 years have been passed already. Your death is coming very soon to embrace you. So these two rats do not cause day and night. What is the tiger? The personification of death. You want or not, you must have to die one day. We have taken birth in this world. You want or not, somebody in young age, somebody in womb, somebody in old age, they are dying. So Gurudev told, even all countries of the world, none can check our old age. And what to say about death? It's compulsory for everyone. And what is the snakes? Snakes are full of problems. Death is up, death is down. In the meantime, he saw some golden drops just passing through his nose. What is that? Because in which branch is hanging, top there is one more branch, there is a beehive. When it checked, then honey was dropping down. He said, oh, better I can catch some drops. One after another drop is checking. He forgets that death is down and death is up. And he's testing that honey. What is that? This is the temporary happiness of the material world. You are so much in problem, full of anxiety. You enter your office, your boss chastises you, or boss insults you. When you came, then your small child, Papa, have a candy for me. You are so disturbed. But when you came back, hearing the broken language of child, you forget everything. That boss insulted me. So this is the temporary happiness of this world. So for temporary happiness, who absorbed in this world, he is not intelligent enough. Now we can ask, oh, then how we can maintain our life? We have to have a business or a job, anything. Yes, for mental life you can do that. But you have to do Krishna bhajan under guidance of a bona fide Gurudev. Then your life will be successful. Otherwise, what much you may do, what you are earning in this world, maybe a big businessman or any big scientist, even if you could not take with yourself a tip-top of his hair with you, so for whom you are doing all these things? You can do to maintain your life, but have to do your own, how you can make your life successful. You have to do bhajan, then your life will be successful. You can see in Bhagavatam, there are so many kings, they are not foolish ones, they are intelligent ones. They are doing, they maintain their kingdom, they did bhajan, one day they attain Krishna prem. So if we do so and attain Krishna prem, then our life will be successful. Only process have to initiate by a bona fide Gurudev. Who is Guru? Guru means expert or teacher. If you want to learn, go to medical college, there is professor. If you go to learn computer, there is some teacher and professor. In same way, if you want to know about spiritual life, you have to go to some expert who is called Guru or Acharya. What is the qualification? Just Gurudev told, they must be realized soul and maybe must be expert in all scriptures. If disciple or devotee has doubt, quoted from scripture, he can rule it out. And moreover, he must be discharged from the material world. This material world anchoring for 3W and 3M. What is 3W and 3M? For male, they are hankering for women, wealth and wine. Who is not doing bhajan for them? The devotee, I am not telling for devotee. Or for female, they are hankering for men, marijuana and money. So if Guru is hankering for this 3W or 3M, they are not going to affect Guru. So you have to go to the expert Guru and have to do bhajan, then your life will be successful. Here one means, Vanamgatam means Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, have to go there, take darshan of Thakurji, and your life will be successful. Parallelama, I told, oh my dear father, I learned this. I think this is the best which I learned from my school, Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpataru bhascha tipa sindhu bhai vacha, paditanam pavane bho vasnavesho.
Then his father, Hiranyakashipu, became very angry. And he called his Gurudev, Shandamarka, and told, why you have taught them these things? Oh, he told, you should not be angry with me. I have not taught all these things. I have taught him dharma, artha, kam, and moksha. Dharma means religious things. Artha, economic, and kam, sense gratification, and like moksha. Moksha means I have taught only. But why he is telling? Oh, we don't know. Oh, again, you should take this boy, and I see that anyone coming, Sadhu Vaishnava, and he is teaching him. So see that anyone Sadhu Vaishnava should not come and teach him. They took him, and after, again 6 months, again he called the son and asked with love and affection, my dear boy, what you have learnt in school, tell me. And then he told, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Satyatman Vedanam Shri Prasartika Vishnu Bhakti Se Navalakkana Read Bhagavati Yadda Tanmanne Adhidhu. O Father, I have learned that we should first hear the glorification and sweet pastimes of Krishna and Tattva, and then we should do kirtan, same thing to others, or Harinam chanting, and thus Sravanam Kirtanam Smaranam, meditate Krishna, and to serve him as dasya, and so on, Atmanivedan. Nine types of bhakti. First, taking the shelter of a bona fide guru, and in his guidance, then we should do. Otherwise it will not be bhakti. Without guru, what we will do, anything, it will be not bhakti. What to tell this? If as person bona fide guru, but he is not obeying his Gurudev in different way, and he is teaching, his teaching is like zero. We should not hear from that class of guru. Hiranyakashipu became very, very angry. And he told to his Gurudev Shandamarka that, oh, why he is telling like so? Oh, you can ask from here. And then Hiranyakashipu told, who has told all these things to you? Then he told, Matir Nakrishne Paratos. Can you? Matir Nakrishne Paratos Apova Mithogi Patit Krihapatana Adanto. To our session.
O Dhyanati Viranga Sugiran Dhinashavakya Chakshurangalitam Dhyanatisman Sugiran.
Come here. Here.
Firstly, I wish to offer my honor of obeisances to my spiritual master, Nityananda Krishna Mishra Srimad Bhakti Pramod Pari Goswami Maharaj. I ask his blessing. Next, I offer my humble obeisances to Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj. I also seek his blessings. He has kindly instructed, he has also instructed me to talk on this loka. So, and ladies and fellow God sisters, Vaishnavis, Vaishnavas, my humble obeisance. Matulana Krishna Parasotova Nitya Abhivasyeta Dhravratanam Parantadopi Vishakanta Mishram Punah Punah Chavita Chavananam. So this sloka expressed by Prahlad Maharaj, Punah Chavita Chavananam, he says, this is the condition of those of the people in the material world. They don't have faith in Krishna, they don't have faith in themselves and the instructions of superior people, Parato, Sotova, and their Nitya, this whole material illusory energy, they are believing in this illusory energy, Nitya Vividyate, and their Grihavratanam here specifically states that who is firmly established in his Grihavrat, in his Grihastha life. Grihastha life means eating, sleeping, mating, defending. These four things, he is completely expert and he doesn't care for other things. How to eat better, how to sleep better, how to have relations with other people better, and how to protect one's property. These are the four basic things that normal Grihavrata, these people are interested in. And then, so Prahlad Maharaj says, these people, they are chewing the chew. Just like when we take sugar cane, and after eating of the sugar cane, biting, then we try to chew some more, but then the juice is already finished. So there is nothing, you are just biting this dry sugar cane, this dry bamboo. There is no juice, but still they are trying to get the juice. Punastarian, but, and Prahlad Maharaj says, Vishatanta Mishram, Arandamovi. So they will be both the darkest reasons of Nishan's health. This is the condition of Grihavrata. So Prahlad Maharaj has given very good instruction here. One health, the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, Matirna Krishna. So we have to have complete faith in Krishna. But how to have complete faith in Krishna? This is actually explained in the later slokas, which I was not asked to explain the sloka, but actually to have faith in Krishna, one must have faith in spiritual master and Vaishnava. Because the ability to understand Krishna only comes through the blessings of Vaishnava and Sri Guru. So, I am very fortunate today to have come here, to have kindly listened to his Divine Krishna Bhakti and Narayan Maharaj. I am very fortunate in this respect.
Two shloka also.
Nata vidu svartagati mi Vishnu, durasaya dairatya maninaha, andei rupanyamanas, teti satantra, urdhamni bhadya dhanna. Nata vidu svartagati mi Vishnu, dairatya. He doesn't understand the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, one tattva. So, his mind is always contemplating the object of senses. He wants to enjoy something. Then it says, Andayagande. Just like a blind man. Now, if he wants to get some direction to go to one place, if he asks a person who is blind, or whose one eye is missing, and we take faith in his instruction, we may fall into a well. There is a possibility we may fall into a coop of well. So similarly, Prahlad Maharaj says, mostly nowadays in society, people are being misled by these blind leaders. Andas. They're blind. So when you follow blind leaders, then what happens? Then this material knot, shatantra, urudhamni vardha, this is the material knot of from three modes of material nature, we have the conditioned soul is bonded. So this bondage increases, it doesn't decrease. So if you want to cut this knot of bondage, we are unhappy because of all this material bondage is binding us. We are not free. So to cut this bondage, we need the shelter of a pure, or of a guru who can, Papa Darshak, who can give us, show us the way kindly out of this maze of darkness. So that is what Prahlad Maharaj says. We need a guidance of a proper spiritual master, proper guidance of Vaishnavas. If not, we will be more bonded. Then the first sloka he mentions, Nesha mati stava, tava urukrama angri, sparshati nartha upagama yad artha, mahyatam parava jyotishekam, niskinjinanam navrinti yavat. This is a very nice sloka. Mati is Nesha,
He says, Nation, no. I don't believe you as a guru. I don't believe that the people you sent to me, they are my guru. They are Asura guru. Neta, Nesha Matista Urukrama Angri Sparashati, Sparashati Anatta Upagama Yata. He says, no. Why? Because Urukram means one who can step very high, to see Krishna, Urukram, who with three steps he transcended the three worlds. So he said, no. Urukrama on his feet is very big. Urukrama, because his steps, three worlds, his feet is very, very big. But he says, no. Sparashati Anad, he cannot touch. No. Even his feet is so big, those people who are blind gurus, they cannot touch God's feet. Why? He says, no. He says, Mahiyatam, Parurudhoti Zetam Nishkinchananam. This great soul, Nishkinchan, who has given up all desires, Mahiyatam, great saint. But if one does not surrender to their instruction and obey them and have great faith in them, then they will never be able to understand or go near Krishna, and they will never be able to give up the anarthas. So actually this sloka is very important. A small point, because Sri Maharaj mentioned after this, because he mentions, he says, those gurus, who were his gurus, Amartha, Sanat, they were great pandits. All of them were Sanskrit scholars. But he said, no, they are not my guru. Why? Because though they were Sanskrit pandits, they have not embraced the feet of the Vaishnava. They have not taken shelter of the feet of the Vaishnava. So in this sense, it is very important. We take the shelter of a pure devotee of Krishna, and not those who are just interested in scholarship like that. So in this, I end my knowledge. Vanchakartabhikshatthanakavrishna. So, learning by qualified guru and sadhu sangha, bhakti may come. And by sadhu sangha, your life will be successful. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra. Ravamatra sadhu sangha, sarva shuddhiya. In a moment, anyone can be changed into pure bhakta. So, there are so many symptoms of pure sadhu. Those who follow properly, Anyabhilashita Sangam, this is sloka, he is real guru. Mm-hmm. And a real Vaishnava. We should only follow them. Sharing this, Hiranyakashipu became very angry and he threw away Prahlad Maharaj from his lair and ordered his soldiers to kill him. They wanted to kill with their sharp weapons and so many things, but they could not. Snake, poisonous snake were thrown on him. They could not survive. Mad elephant was run to smash this Prahlad boy. But when elephant touched and he at once ran away from there. Even Hiranyakashipu, one sister was named Holika. He has a bone that she will not die or burn in fire. And so she took Prahlad Maharaj in his lap and sat in it. A very blazing fire. But she died and Prahlad came out as if he is coming from very cold water. She was given poison, but she was not dead. When he began to think, I have conquered the whole world, even demigod. I think that this boy, I will be killed by this boy, so he becomes restful. When their guru, the guru Danda was told, my father Shukla Chaj has gone to any other place, very soon he is coming, and he knows so many tricks, and he will change this Prahlad's mind,
and then Prahlad will follow you. They took him to school and began to teach. After some days, these two brothers, Guru Shandabar, for any job, they went out of their house, and so many children of Jainis, demons, with Prahlad Maharaj, they became very happy that we should play. But Prahlad Maharaj told them, oh, we have played so much, and we play, but come on with me and hear something. And then he told, Kaumar Acharita Prasro Dharmam Bhagavatam Iha Durbho Manusam Janmat Tadatartatam. Oh, my dear, why? Hear me. What?
So now Prahlad Maharaj, 5-year-old boy, is there in the classroom, should have gone. The young boys want to play, this is normal. When teachers go out of the classroom, all the boys want to play, do mischief. But they invited Prahlad to also play like this. But Prahlad, because he is a pure, realized devotee of Krishna, he took compassion upon these boys. Even though they were telling Prahlad, you know, Prahlad, we're just boys. This is our time to play. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj gave them some very good instruction. He told them, Kaumaram acharit tajya dharman bhagavatam iha durlabha manushya janma tadatya bhuvam arthadham. He told them, my dear boys, actually, this human form of life that you have now gotten, it is a very, very rare gift. To get the human birth is obtained after many, many millions of lifetimes of going through birth and death in many other species of life. So to come to the human form of life, this is very, very rare opportunity. But what is the nature of this human form of life? Although it is temporary, although it is not such a long period of time that you will have this body, but it is called arthadham. It can give you the very highest, highest boon and benefit that anyone can obtain within the whole universe. And that means that you can attain liberation from this world and attain love, eternal love for the Supreme Lord and live in the spiritual world. So he told them, you think that you're young now, and you have so much time. But suppose that the human form of life, you can expect maximum 100 years. Any one of us also sitting in this room, we have no hope to live any longer pretty much than 100 years maximum, isn't it? But in fact, most of us, we know, will not live that long. We'll live much less, maybe half, maybe even one quarter. We don't know when we will die. Death is actually dancing on our heads at every single moment. No one has any guarantee how long you will be here, if you will still be here tomorrow. No one has any guarantee. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told them, he said, if you have, let's say, 100 years maximum, okay? I have plenty of time, plenty of time. I can do this Krishna bhajan later, the small boys would object. Oh, but Prahlad said, no. How do you know that you'll have so much time? First of all, during this 100 years, let us calculate. Half of this time, 50 years, is automatically gone. Why? Because you sleep at night. During your sleep, what are you going to do? Nothing. You're snoring. Huh? So all that time is wasted. You cannot use it productively. You cannot utilize it to attain this great benefit. So immediately, you have to cross off 50 years of your time in this body. And then, 10 years in your childhood, what is going on? All frivolous activities, growing up, playing, this, that. Nothing serious. Huh? And then, you will also, later on, after doing all of your schooling and everything, another 10 years,
Then you will get married, and then you will have children, and then you will have family responsibilities, have to work so hard. So in the end, maybe you will have 10 or 20 years left. So therefore, if you think this illusory plan of yours, that I'm only a young boy now, I'm only 5 years old, why should I start doing now? This is the time to play. Prahlad Maharaj said, no. Kumaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatan iha. From Kumara, from the age of boyhood, from the age of 5 years, you should now begin. This process is so essential in the human form of life, to perform Bhagavat Dharma. As Gurudev is telling, this supreme process of pure bhakti, pure devotion, it must be cultivated, it must be learned. Because if we don't utilize this time now, and death comes upon us, we can get any other birth in our next life, even as animal or lower species. But if we utilize this time in human form of life to do Bhagavat Dharma, then we will attain the highest benefit. And when the small boys were hearing Prahlad Maharaj speaking like this, they became so attracted to him. And they asked him, oh Prahlad, how do you know all these things? We are small boys, and we are your age. We never heard any of these things in the palaces of our fathers. But you know all these things. Where did you learn this? And then Prahlad Maharaj told, as Gurudev told in the beginning of this narration, that when Prahlad Maharaj was he was only in the womb of his mother, at that time, a very great Vaishnava personality, Narad Muni, he brought him to his own ashram, and he spoke to the mother while the child was in the womb listening and hearing. He spoke all this divine knowledge of Krishna Bhakti. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, as soon as he was born, he also immediately had this divine spiritual consciousness. So this story that Srila Gurudev is telling from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very, very instructive for all, because it is telling that we must utilize our human form of life properly. We should not waste it at all. And Prahlad Maharaj, at this time, he performed Krishna Kirtan with all the boys, and suddenly the teachers came back into the room, and they said, what are you doing? What is this? Nonsense. You're doing this Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj also told to very demon son, Guru Sushasya, Bhakta, that first of all, you should know that Guru is my Swarup, my manifestation. And start him like a full-hearted kid. And serve labha pane nacha. What you have and what you will gather, collect, give it to Gurudev, and Gurudev will by that serve Krishna. And then by doing so, you should serve always Supreme Lord. You should give up this demon association and always do Nam Sankirtan. They told how Nam Sankirtan? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, repeat me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare 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 Hare
Hari Go.
And took his
That is an iron man.
Very curious. And from his hair, oh, fire must coming so much. And he was very angry. So he Prahlad Maharaj and Brahma told Lakshmi Devi, oh, go and please purify him. She told that, now I cannot go. Then he told to Shankar and others, oh, they were so fierce, they could not rest. Came. And then he told to Prahlad, oh, go and pacify your father. And then Prahlad, all running, at once he jumped in his lap, like father. And then Nrisimhadev, anger of very soul went away, he became calm and quiet, and tears coming from him. Hi, Prahlad, I made late. Please excuse me. And for this I want that you should have any good. He told, I am not a business person, that for my bhakti I will take anything. If any worldly desire I have, please take it off. Nrisimha said, oh, you have nothing, no worldly desire. You should ask any good. Then he told, oh, father, my father has made so many problems for me and for you. Please excuse him and get to him to that land of Vrindavan already. And then he told, oh, it has been done, those who are Mahabhagavat, pure Vaishnav, Uttam Vaishnav, yet 21 generations, usually they are liberated. And those who are Madhyam Adhikari, then 14. And even they are Kanishta, they have faith in Krishna, and they have accepted Guru and try Nishkapat. Without hypocrisy, they follow Gurudev, they will go to 7 generations, they will be liberated. Nrisimhadev told, oh, so your father is liberated. You ask any other good. Then he told, in this world, forgetting Krishna, all are suffering from so many things. Please liberate them. And for them, I will, in this world, years and years, birth and birth, I will suffer for them. Oh, Lord Maharaj told, oh, you are a pure bhakta. Those who will hear this dallas and your sweet pastime, powerful pastime, they will be liberated and they will have Krishna praise. So, we should be a bhakta like Prahlad Maharaj, tolerance like him, knowing that Krishna means Krishna must save us. As Prahlad Maharaj, he never called Krishna to save him, but Nrisimhadev, oh, himself came. He should be very, very doing kirtan, nam kirtan, especially in Kali Yuga, and having no worldly desire. In this way, he can be liberated from this world. He should know that even a farthing that you have collected, you cannot take after death. Can you take anyone? No. Anyone cannot chase this old age. And one day you will have to give up your wealth, your relative, father, mother, son, wife, husband, and you will have to go alone. Where to go? In dark place that is in Naraka or there, you go. So please, in this very life, before your death, accept any bona fide Guru and try to do Nam Sankirtan and Bhajan of Krishna
and be successful in life. Go Pramananda Mahamantra. Hare Krishna. On the 15th, that is on Sunday, we are having a program in Kuala Lumpur at Sri Radha Gaudiya Govinda Gaudiya Math. So please take note of this. Padmanabha Maharaj and Shamrani Didi will be there to conduct his prayers at the temple. And on the 16th, also we'll be having the prayers in the temple. So please inform your friends and everybody, and please come. And on the 17th, Srila Gurudev will be coming to the temple. So we'll be having a welcoming ceremony and Harikatha, bhajans and Krishna Prasadam. So please inform everybody. So 17th and 18th, the prayer is at the temple with Srila Gurudev. So please take note. And on the 19th, Srila Gurudev leaves Kuala Lumpur. So all are welcome to come there, and I thank everybody for coming here tonight and listening to our beloved Gurudev. And hopefully all of us can come to Kuala Lumpur and make it a more grand occasion with the association of our pure devotees. You all can get his blessings, and also we can give out this message of love to everybody, to our friends, relatives and everybody. Hare Krishna.
जय श्री भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। श्री गुरुदेव की जय। गो प्रेमानंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम